Hey everyone, and welcome to the very first episode of Asimon. I'm Amir Hossein Hosseini, and I'm thrilled to have you here as we embark on this journey towards financial freedom together. Today, we're going to talk about the very first step on this path, a step that could completely transform your financial life. Part 1, the story of Jack and Emily. To kick things off, let me introduce you to two friends, Jack and Emily. Jack was the type of person who lived paycheck to paycheck. As soon as his salary hit the bank, he spent it on things he wanted: new gadgets, dining out, spontaneous trips. Sound familiar? Emily, on the other hand, had a different mindset. She believed that money wasn't just for spending, but a tool for building the life she wanted. She made it a habit to save a portion of her income each month and invested a little bit whenever she could. Fast forward a few years, and their lives had taken very different turns. Jack was still working the same job, constantly stressed about money and feeling stuck. But Emily had bought her own home, was working less, and enjoying more time with her family, thanks to the income from her investments. The difference? Jack was working for his money, while Emily had figured out how to make her money work for her. Part 2, shifting your money mindset. From spending to building. After seeing Emily's success, Jack realized he needed to change his mindset. The first thing he learned was to shift from a spending mindset to a building mindset. Instead of seeing money as something to be used up, he started to see it as a seed that, if nurtured, could grow into a tree that bears fruit for years to come. Think of it like this. If you have a garden and you simply plant seeds without watering or taking care of them, you won't get much of a harvest. Managing your money is the same. You need to nurture your financial seeds so they can grow into a garden of wealth. Part 3, setting financial goals, charting your course. Now that Jack had adjusted his mindset, it was time to set some financial goals. Emily explained to him that without clear goals, he was like a ship sailing without a destination, just drifting aimlessly. Jack decided his first goal would be to pay off his debt. Next, he wanted to save for a down payment on a house. With each small step towards these goals, Jack started to feel more in control of his money and his future. Part 4, budgeting and managing expenses. The tools for success. Next up was learning how to manage his expenses and create a budget. Emily taught Jack that budgeting was like having a map. It helped him see where his money was going and ensured he was spending it on things that really mattered. For example, Jack set aside money each month for essentials like rent and groceries, another portion for entertainment, and most importantly, a part of his income for savings. By doing this, he was prepared for unexpected expenses and had money to invest in his future. So, in today's episode, we looked at the importance of shifting your money mindset, setting clear financial goals, and managing your expenses effectively. Jack and Emily took different paths, and their outcomes were worlds apart. But remember, you always have the choice to change your path. In the upcoming episodes, we'll dive deeper into practical tips and strategies that you can start applying today. Thanks for joining me on Asimon. If you have any questions or thoughts, feel free to reach out on the website or through social media. Until next time, stay smart with your money.